Hello, it's Tuesday, April the 20th, and we're back in the seventh chapter of Isaiah. Yesterday we were looking at the panic button that King Ahaz in Jerusalem is about to push, looking for Syrian help against invaders from the south and north, Syria to the south, Israel to the north, and they're in cahoots trying to remove him from his throne and install a puppet king. And the end of verse 9 is very telling. If you are not firm in faith, you will not be firm at all. And that is God saying to Ahaz, if he isn't firm in his trust and faith in God, there's no power in the world that's going to save him. And it's a recipe for doom. Well, now in the second half of chapter 7, we come to the so-called Emmanuel prophecy, the sign that Isaiah gives to Ahaz that God's word is true. It's like a sacrament, a sign and seal of something that is true, of God's word. And the sign and seal is in the form initially of a request given to Ahaz that he can ask anything at all. And verse 12 tells us that Ahaz refused. Now, don't read that as an act of piety, that he's above asking for signs. This is God saying to him, ask of me a sign. And it wasn't piety on Ahaz's part. It was humbug. And he had or was about to appeal to Assyria, to Tiglath-Pileser, the king of Assyria, for relief. Who needs God when you can go cap in hand to a tyrant that Tiglath-Pileser was? And so Isaiah issues a threat. A sign will be imposed. A virgin will conceive and bear a child, and his name is Emmanuel, God with us. David's dynasty will survive the collapse of faith on the part of Ahaz. Great David's greater son will be born. So right here, in 734 BC, in Jerusalem, the prophet Isaiah tells the Christmas story that a Savior will be born and of a virgin, and his name will be Emmanuel, God with us. What a wonderful prophecy in the midst of so much gloom and doom in Jerusalem. Trust in Jesus is the message. That's Isaiah chapter 7. Tomorrow we'll go into the 8th chapter of Isaiah. Have a wonderful day.